Hi, everybody. This is Jay.
And this is Mark.
And we'd like to welcome you to Backstage Pass.
Each week, we take you behind the magic and inside Disney history, pulling back the curtains and letting you see the Disney magic and history up close.
With an eclectic mix of entertaining topics, humor, and tons of information and details, we want to keep you learning and smiling.
So for this week, here is your Backstage Pass.
Main Street. Main Street, meet me tonight on Main Street, 'cause we've done.
Come on, Jay. The Harmony Barbershop is right around the left here as we pass City Hall.
Yep, there it is. There's the barber pole. Hey, did you know that the red and white striped barber pole originated with early barbers practicing bloodletting?
Yeah, didn't the original poles have a brass basin at the top, representing the vessel in which the leeches were kept? And I think the pole itself represented the staff that the patient held onto during the operation.
You're good. The red and white stripes represented the bandages used during the procedure. Red for the bandage stained with blood during the operation, and white for the clean bandage. The bandages would be hung out to dry after washing on a pole, and would blow and twist together, forming a spiral pattern similar to the modern-day barber pole. Just like that big one outside the shop, except now it has a ball on top rather than a basin.
All right, here we go. His appointment is, let's see, right now, so he should be here.
Okay, now turn a little bit to your left.
Oh, hey, look, there he is. Hey, Ricky.
Mark, Jay, what are you guys doing here?
We have a great topic for this week's Backstage Pass.
A great idea.
We just couldn't wait to run it by
you're
gonna
you. You're going to love it.
Oh, well, I'm getting my hair cut right now.
Oh, that's fine. Don't worry about that.
Won't bother us a bit. Just go on. Keep cutting. Go on.
Podcast celebrities.
Okay, here's our idea. Main Street was inspired by Walt Disney's childhood home of Marceline, Missouri, and Fort Collins, Colorado, the home of Harper Goff, who helped design Main Street.
Okay, look down, please.
Walt's original vision of Main Street USA was to capture America from 1890 to 1910 at the crossroads of an era where the gas lamp is giving way to the electric lamp and the newcomer, the sputtering horseless carriage, has challenged Old Dobbin for the streetcar right of way. Disney hired a team of architects, engineers, and artists to recreate a Victorian landscape from the authentic gas lamps and the mansard roofs to historically accurate doorknobs and shop windows. The essence of Main Street was tranquility, but with an awareness and welcoming attitude for the approaching world of progress, optimism, and new ideas. It was the spirit prevalent in the United States at the turn of the century. A new economic boom that nothing was going to stop. Walt wanted Main Street to be infused with that sort of idealism. Electric lights lit up every building, motor cars started to make their presence felt, and mass communication was starting to fill the small 19th century Midwestern town with the excitement of new technology. Walt said, "For those of us who remember the carefree time it recreates, Main Street will bring back happy memories. For younger visitors, it is an adventure in turning back the calendar to the days of their grandfather's youth." Imagineers realized that such a feeling on Main Street could be appreciated anywhere in the world. And thus, Disney parks in Florida, Tokyo, Paris, and Hong Kong have mimicked the Disneyland version Main Street, but with some important changes.
So far,
That looks pretty good.
Walt Disney World's version of Main Street is much bigger than Disneyland's, in keeping with the general upsizing of the entire park and the castle. It's a main street of a larger town with even more signs of the coming Industrial Revolution. The style is more ornate. One Imagineer called it the Eastern Seaboard Victorian style, with stylistic influences from New England and Missouri. This is most noticeable in the Four Corners area in the middle of Main Street, where each of the four corner buildings represents a different architectural style. This Eastern Seaboard style was actually the rage during the 1880s and 90s, when mass fabrication of architecturally prefabricated elements could be shipped around the U.S. Much of the charm of Main Street comes from the assortment of vehicles that share the streets. Horseless carriages share the road with horse-drawn trolleys, a sign of the changing times. Walt Disney insisted that the vehicles be historically accurate. Tony Baxter relates the story of how Walt Disney would come into Disneyland before opening, just so he could drive the Carnation milk truck around Main Street.
Imagineers designing Tokyo Disneyland had another factor to contend with along with the cultural differences, that of climate. How do you represent a main street that will get cold and may get snow? Their solution was World Bazaar, a glass-covered Victorian-style conservatory to shield guests from the Tokyo weather. The only main street without a train station, World Bazaar is home to the most restaurants of any of the main streets, with four including Tokyo's Club 33. The Tokyo Park doesn't really have a hub, but uses large expanses, particularly in front of the castle, to provide relief from Tokyo's congestion. Thus, the bazaar has a wide cross street called Center Street, which connects to Tomorrowland on one side and Adventureland on the other.
Okay, would you like me to use the hair clippers?
Mm-hmm. Main Street USA at Hong Kong Disneyland is a close reproduction of the Disneyland original as a tribute to Walt Disney's original park and his approval of the design. The smaller scale of the park made it easy to replicate the intimate size of Disneyland's version. The building facades on Main Street USA in Hong Kong Disneyland use more wood molding than those in Disneyland in California, where more stone accents are visible on the buildings. According to Disney Imagineer Tom Morris, this was done because the architecture in Hong Kong is more colonial Victorian, which uses a lot of stone. The wood accents would make the building look more different, enhancing the Disney effect of entering into another time and place. Walt Disney Imagineers wanted the stores and restaurants on Main Street USA in Hong Kong Disneyland to look like they were run by different proprietors, like on a real turn-of-the-century American downtown. Each store has different lighting, colors, decorations, and personalities, with many of the stores owned, in Imagineering backstories, by immigrants from different countries, so interior designs were varied to reflect the different cultures. For example, the bakery is owned by an Austrian immigrant, the crystal and glass blower is from Spain, and the jewel shop is owned by a Russian. The murals in the Plaza Inn restaurant are reproductions of landscapes illustrated and produced by Disney artists for the Disney animated film Mulan. Though the outside resembles an American building from the early 20th century, the inside of the Plaza Inn restaurant has a distinct Chinese feel, with paper lanterns and paintings of Chinese landscapes.
Okay, look up.
When Imagineers were designing Disneyland Paris, they wondered if the magic of Main Street would be as powerful in Europe as it was in the United States. Tony Baxter and Eddie Soto began to consider some radically different ideas about the concept. We wondered if a Main Street themed to Hollywood in the 1920s might be an interesting approach, Tony said. People in Europe were fascinated by America in the Roaring Twenties. Jazz, cinema, gangsters, and the dawning of the Industrial Age. America was no longer just a reflection of Europe. This version of Main Street would include lots of Art Deco, according to Eddie Soto. It would be America represented by visions of Chicago and New York as they'd been embellished and idealized in Hollywood movies. The Imagineers considered such period elements as an elevated train running along one side of the street, a Circle Vision cinema disguised as one of the grand theaters of the time, and a speakeasy, a clandestine jazz hotspot that sprang up during the Prohibition. We had also wanted to sprinkle the facades with giant advertising billboards and have cars motoring up and down the streets to give some idea of the dynamic atmosphere of the United States at the time, Soto recalled. But Imagineers went to the source to try and find if these types of changes were really necessary. Herb Ryman, who helped design the original Main Street vision with Walt, helped them realize that the spirit of Main Street was really what energized
it. Okay, how do you think we're looking here? Does it look pretty good?
Maybe a little more from the sides.
The mythology of Disneyland Paris's Main Street is best described in three large murals in the ornate Plaza Gardens restaurant. According to the legend, the restaurant was built in 1861 at the edge of the town, facing a great park. Over the next decade, the railroad brought people and prosperity. Much of the detail found throughout Main Street is in recognition of the richness Parisians are accustomed to finding in their own city. The street did end up with a toned-down 1920s-style decor, but many of the buildings are identical to those in Florida. Like in Tokyo, designers had to contend with weather, and the Imagineers came up with covered walkways allowing access to the shops on either side of the Main Street called arcades. The Discovery Land Arcade, packed with inventions, and the Liberty Arcade, celebrating France's gift to America of the Statue of Liberty.
So what do you think?
Well, I have to say that sounds interesting, guys.
Okay, is that enough on the side?
It looks pretty good. Here you go. I brought my own moose.
Oh, hey, it's the Dapper Dans.
Ben?
Ricky? Mark? Jay? Hey, how are you guys?
You're singing with the Dapper Dans?
Yeah, someone from Disney heard me sing on the podcast and they called me about a month ago and offered me a position with the Dapper Dans. I just quit my job and we moved here to Orlando a week ago. Hey, Ricky, you know what? We're neighbors! Yeah, we can have lunch and go to concerts at the House of Blues. It'll be great!
I'm speechless. I don't know what to say.
Well, say hello to the newest member of the Dans. They call me Skip. Hit it, fellas.
The birds above will sing of love, a gentle, sweet refrain. The winds around will make a sound like softly falling rain.
Well, see you guys later. Hey, Ricky, give me a call.
Okay, bye. Okay, Mark, my dog can harmonize better than that.
Be nice now.
Well, he can.
Wow, I can't believe that. But anyways, Ricky, did you like our idea?
Sorry, I'm kind of in shock. Sure, that sounds fine.
Great. We'll go and record it, but first Mark and I are going to go measure the Crystal Palace. I say it does use forced perspective since it's Victorian and just off Main Street, but Mark disagrees. Did you bring the tape measure, Mark?
Yep, I have it. Let's go. We've got work to do. We'll see you, Ricky, now.
See you, Ricky.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Okay, well, see you guys. Have fun measuring or whatever.
Your friends are quite the little Disney geeks, aren't they? That'll be $17, sir, and for listening to the two of your friends there, maybe a big tip, huh? A really big tip.
I hear ya, but I better get some Mickey stickers.
If you would like to check out our source information for this topic or have questions or comments, please join us on the Inside the Magic forums. We love to hear from you. This is Jay.
And this is Mark, saying we'll see you next time, backstage.